The Gospel of Mark, Chapter 10. Divorce. Jesus then left that place and went to the province of Judea, beyond the Jordan River. Once more, crowds gathered around him, and once more he taught them as he always did. Some Pharisees came and put him to the test with this question: "Is it right for a husband to divorce his wife?" He replied, "What law did Moses give you?" They answered, "Moses allowed us to write a certificate of dismissal in order to divorce." Then Jesus said to them, "Moses wrote this law for you because you have hearts of stone. But in the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. And because of this, man has to leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one body. So they are no longer two, but one body. Therefore, let no one separate what God has joined." When they were indoors at home, the disciples again asked him about this. And he told them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against his wife. And the woman who divorces her husband and marries another also commits adultery. Let the children come to me." People were bringing little children to him to have him touch them. And the disciples rebuked them for this. When Jesus noticed it, he was very angry and said, "Let the children come to me and don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he took the children in his arms and, laying his hands on them, blessed them. Jesus and the rich man. Just as Jesus was setting out on his journey again, a man ran up, knelt before him, and asked, "Good master, what must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus answered, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments: do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not cheat, honor your father and mother." The man replied, "I have obeyed all these commandments since my childhood." Then Jesus looked steadily at him and loved him, and he said, "For you, one thing is lacking. Go, sell what you have, and give the money to the poor, and you will have riches in heaven. Then come and follow me." On hearing these words, his face fell, and he went away sorrowful, for he was a man of great wealth. How hard for the rich to discover the kingdom! Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were shocked at these words, but Jesus insisted, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were more astonished than ever, and wondered, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked steadily at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible with God." The reward for those who follow Jesus. Peter spoke up and said, "We have given up everything to follow you." Jesus answered, "Truly, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel who will not receive his reward. I say to you, even in the midst of persecution, he will receive 100 times as many houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and lands in the present time, and in the world to come, eternal life." Do pay attention. Many who now are the first will be last, and the last first. They were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead. The 12 were anxious, and those who followed were afraid. Once more, Jesus took the 12 aside to tell them what was to happen to him. "You see, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be given over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and hand him over to the foreigners, who will make fun of him, spit on him, scourge him, and kill him. But 3 days later, he will rise." James and John ask for the first places. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Master, we want you to grant us what we are going to ask of you." And he said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They answered, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, when you come in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink? Or be baptized in the way I am baptized?" They answered, "We can." And Jesus told them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and you will be baptized in the way that I am baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant. It has been prepared for others." On hearing this, the other 10 were angry with James and John. Jesus then called them to him and said, "As you know, the so-called rulers of the nations behave like tyrants, and those in authority oppress the people. But it shall not be so among you. Whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you shall make himself slave of all. Think of the Son of Man, who has not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life to redeem many." The blind man of Jericho. They came to Jericho. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, a blind beggar, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth passing by, he began to call out, "Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me." Many people scolded him and told him to keep quiet. But he shouted all the louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." He immediately threw aside his cloak, jumped up, and went to Jesus. Then Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "Master, let me see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he could see, and he followed Jesus along the road.